work hard for your money. You make sacrifices to save it. You take risks in the market for growth. And you trust your bank to treat you fairly. But sometimes it doesn't really work out that way. The fees banks charge can be really high. And the service levels that you get for those fees can be low. So if you wonder why your bank-sold mutual funds aren't really going anywhere, Larry Bates says he has the answer. He's the author behind Beat the Bank, the Canadian Guide to Simply Successful Investing. He joins us now to discuss it. Hi there.
Hi there, Bruce.
Why did you decide to write this book? You spent your career working at the big banks. Are you a turncoat?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe a little bit of a rebel. But I had a great career in the investment banking business, over 30-plus years dealing with large institutional investors in Toronto, Canada. I also spent some time working in London, England.
What'd you want to do with this book?
Well, you know, just to back to your first question, the reason I wrote the book, or the reason I've done this, is because it became apparent to me a few years ago through conversations with family who were investing in mutual funds that they weren't being very well served. Mm. They didn't understand the impact of the costs they were paying, and it bothered me. So, you know, the short story is this is what ended up with the book.
You feature a case study near the beginning of the book that has two families, the Meeks and the Abels. I like it. They both invest $10,000 a year. The Meeks show a gain of $170,000. The Abels have a gain of $556,000, three times as much. This is crazy. These numbers are crazy. Why the big difference?
Well, two reasons. One, the biggest difference is fees. For most Canadians, they're buying mutual funds. They're told, they're recommended, they're advised to buy mutual funds. 5 million Canadians own these things. Mutual funds only return about half of the return of the market. The rest, 50%, is lost in fees. You know, that's a deal that no one knowingly would take, but you know, investors are unaware of that.
I wrote my first book, I don't know, 8 years ago. I talked about this.
Yeah.
Most personal finance columnists have been talking about and writing about this for so long. Why do you think it's not getting through? Why is the message not getting through?
Well, I think that normal consumer buyer beware attitude is not there. I think the banks and the industry generally have done a great job of convincing investors that, look, this is way too complicated. It's over your head. Don't even bother trying. Just trust us. And, you know, Canadians largely have bought that marketing line. And also, fees aren't charged directly. As you know, they're simply deducted from retirement accounts, you know, month by month. And people don't notice. It's like high-cost mutual funds are like the cigarettes of the investment industry, okay? You don't notice the change or the damage day-to-day, but over time, serious damage.
You write about, and you use the phrase, old Bay Street. There are a lot of fintechs, there are robo-advisors, and there's a younger generation of executives taking over. Are you optimistic that things are changing?
Well, I think things are changing. And there are very efficient, low-cost ways to invest that'll give you a bigger nest egg at the end of the day. And those options are growing and fantastic.
I talk
about that a lot in the book.
Yeah, tell us about some of the options.
There's a couple main options. Obviously, using an online discount broker is an option. But, you know, a lot of people stay away from that because they think they have to make the decisions. They have to pick their stocks, analyze their stocks, and so forth. Of course, you don't have to do that. You can select low-cost index funds that charge a tiny fraction of what mutual funds charge. You pick the right balance, you can be all set, and you can pay for an index fund over 20 years what you'd pay for a mutual fund in 1 year.
You sound pessimistic or at least suspicious about the role of regulators. How come?
Well, I do some work with the regulators, and there are a lot of good people across the country in regulators trying to do the right thing. But our whole regulatory system is a mess. We've got 13 securities commissions in Canada. Mm-hmm. You know, the U.S. has one. The U.K. has one. We've got 13, one for every province and territory. That's messed up. The primary regulators of the advisors out there are what's called self-regulatory organizations. They regulate themselves. So the regulatory system is very poorly designed, chaotic, impossible to get 13 regulators to agree on the same thing at the same time. And the industry has heavy, heavy influence over the regulatory system. And, you know, investor advocacy, they're out there. Others, there's lots of folks who are advocating for investors, but they're not organized and there's no money for that. Mm. So
you cite a paper called The Misguided Beliefs of Financial Advisors, and it asserts, that paper asserts, that advisors invest the same way as their clients and therefore pay the same fees. Why do you think that is? They drink the Kool-Aid?
Wow, that was just a shocking read.
I can't decide if it's better or worse. Is it better that they're, you know, they actually are walking the talk, or is it worse because they're suffering the same fate?
I wonder the same thing, because, but it is frightening that and this was a huge study of thousands of investors and advisors across Canada, and basically concluded that the advisors were, number one, giving terrible advice, and number two, following their own advice. And they and their clients were lagging the market by around 3% a year. And you add that up over 20 or 30 years and you're crushed. Mm.
You outline the six forces of wealth building. Three wealth builders, three wealth killers.
Yeah.
The builders, amount, time, and rate. Is this coming back to the mom and apple pie compound interest magic?
Yeah, I mean, it's the basic formula, you know, and those three elements, those three wealth builders, the amount you invest, the time period, and the rate of return, individually mean a lot, but in combination can produce astonishing numbers over time, as you know.
The killers, fees we've talked about, tax and inflation are the other two. Is there anything that can be done on the inflation front?
No, you just got to beat inflation.
You can't buy enough bread for a lifetime and keep it in your basement?
No, you have to earn, you have to beat inflation with your investment portfolio just to stay even.
Did anyone try and discourage you from writing this particular book? If you asked me if you should write a book, I would say no, because it's way too hard. But this particular book seems, it is a highly critical view of the industry that enabled you to pay off your mortgage.
You know, I haven't had people tell me I shouldn't write the book. I know there are those that will disagree with the book or won't like the book. And I actually, you know, frankly, I try to be a bit provocative, because it's not going to do anybody any good if nobody reads it. So, but I do think the industry deserves some criticism. I don't have any problem with banks. I believe in capitalism. Companies should aim to make a profit, but they should treat their clients fairly. And I just don't think that's the case with Canadian individual investors largely. I think the lack of understanding and the lack of real honest advice should be called out.
If there is one takeaway from your book for the average Canadian person out there living their life, what would that one takeaway be? Or maybe even better question, what is the one behavior you would want readers of your book or listeners to this interview? What is the one thing you would want them to do?
Take a little bit of time to learn investment basics. It's not that complicated. It can be very simple. In fact, the simpler, the better. And even if you choose to stay with expensive mutual funds, whatever your choice may be, you'll be with a little bit of understanding. You'll be much better positioned to make the right decisions for yourself and your family.
Knowledge pays.
Learn a little, earn a lot.
Ooh, nice. I like it. Larry Bates, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Bruce.
Larry is the author of Beat the Bank, The Canadian Guide to Simply Successful Investing.